Greetings from upstate New York. Welcome to the Pastor Duke Podcast. So glad you chose to listen in, hear what God has put on my heart concerning the evil days that we find ourselves in the midst of. Today's topic is the giant steps towards totalitarianism. I think of my first reading of the book of Revelation in 1972, coming to Revelation chapter 13. It seemed like a Star Trek invasion. So hard to envision what I was reading. I believed in a literal interpretation of the scriptures, and it was just so hard to see almost 50 years ago, but today it's not hard to see at all. How do we get to the totalitarianism of Revelation 13? A mark in the right hand or in the forehead. Without the mark, you're unable to buy or sell anything. Well, the year 2020 is a year like no other, and still not even close to being over. I sure have not enjoyed the relentless adversities that have come our way during this year, but I think 2020 has given me laser vision, a 2020 vision into how that totalitarianism of Revelation chapter 13 might just be unfolding as we speak. Think about it. Things through the lens of the words of Jesus. He said about his return that it will be as a woman in travail. Her contractions come suddenly. They come faster and they come harder. Back in January, February, we were in the throes of impeachment. The day, the very day of impeachment failure, we get hit with the COVID-19 virus with no clue what was about to unfold. At first, it was called a pandemic, and now as time has gone by, I'm thinking perhaps it's more of a plandemic. Things begin to hit faster and harder. We're in the midst of presidential election year. That's interesting. Are those two connected, COVID-19 and an election year, a presidential election year in America? So to me, it's looking more like a plandemic than a pandemic. Time will surely tell on that front. Well, we were locked down, former lives ceased, all sports ended, NBA, NCAA basketball tournament broke my heart, Major League Baseball shut down, we masked up, we gloved up, we social distanced, we tried to level the curve, we ran into the stores, often finding empty shelves to get our essentials, then whammo. The George Floyd incident in Minneapolis hits. The nation is shocked. The nation is outraged. Turns out paid protesters turn peaceful demonstrations, which I believe are justified, into absolute anarchy, which are not justified. Anarchy and destruction followed. That hasn't completely ended. We're engaged in the whole Black Lives Matter saga. Many cities burn while under police stand down orders. Defund the police. Mostly with Democratic governors and mayors. Simultaneously, natural disasters are hitting our country and the world. Huge hurricane season, straight line wind storm, very weird, almost 100-mile-an-hour winds across our grain belt. Huge amounts of food are destroyed here in our country. I was told 43% of the corn and soybean crop was lost in Iowa and Kansas. We had the Western fires raging completely out of control while the fires mysteriously stopped at both the Canadian and Mexican borders. That kind of makes you wonder about all of that. Some human foul play, perhaps. A COVID two-week lockdown extends to 2 months, and now they're talking maybe even 2 years. The economy suffers. Congress in gridlock. Stimulus checks go out. COVID shutdown puts Biden in the basement. Trump rallies are stopped. Political posturing uses COVID to change historic voting laws. Unsolicited ballots by the millions flood the blue states, creating further insecurities to the credibility of the election. Time will tell on how this is going to unfold, and tensions continue to mount. Mainstream media clearly and blatantly alludes with all the social media technocrats to shadow ban the opposing voice, then full-scale censorship as they do, the national divide grows. Hostility grows. Tensions mount. But remember our topic here. How do we get to the totalitarian regime of the Antichrist in Revelation 13? You see, totalitarianism does not come in one big commanding takeover. God ministered to the human race doing it this way, recorded in Isaiah 55. Line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. Satan follows the divine plan. Line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. It comes in increments. The word mandatory is barely in the American vocabulary. Mandatory, we're a free people. We have the Bill of Rights. We have the First Amendment, freedom of speech, the Second Amendment, freedom to bear arms, which is interesting in its inception by our forefathers. It was for the defense of the populace against a government going foul. Very interesting indeed, and they want to take away our guns. They need to take away our guns to accomplish their ultimate goal of control in America and blending America into the new world order. We have the right of assembly, which was sort of kind of taken away a bit with the COVID virus. Freedom of worship is greatly threatened. We have the Nuremberg Code, where no medical activity, no vaccines, no drugs can be forced upon an individual. That seems to be forgotten. Oh my. Here's what I see as a huge point of conflict. Subtly developing backstage in our country for years now, vaccinations. Vaccinations are good. I had three when I was a kid, smallpox, DTP, and polio. Today there are 73 suggested, sometimes even mandatory vaccines for our children. It's created a huge and deep emotional chasm between mandatory vaxxers and anti-vaxxers. I do not consider myself an anti-vaxxer. I consider myself a very careful vaxxer. I want to know what's in the vaccine. I want to know who made it. I want to see how well the vaccine has been tested. I want that to be a slow and scientifically led process. We're not going to settle that debate on vaccinations, but the conversation is on, and that's kind of laying the foundation for something much bigger, something much more devious in my way of thinking. The safety of the masses, which we're all for that, versus personal safety. We're all for that as well. As many fear the cumulative effects of the 73 vaccines now made for our children, the cumulative effects may be worse than the cure. And what exactly are in those vaccines? Heavy metals, not good. Human fetal tissue, not good. Massive immunizations also hinder the herd effect for opposing viruses, which I never even heard of the term herd immunity until just this year. But it's a big part of how the human race has been fighting viruses forever. Herd immunity. That's a developing science among us. Well, the debate of vaccinations continues to develop to determine if our children can go to school. Can they be part of the society? Now, nobody wants to infect other children, but I have 8 grandchildren, and we are in the midst of this throw. And it's a tough decision. You don't want to hurt anybody, but in the meantime, you certainly don't want to hurt your own children and your grandchildren. But this word mandatory is now in the forefront of the discussion about vaccines that are pending. My passion with Bible prophecy has me focusing on this vaccine like no other. Anything arising in 2020 demands suspicion, in my opinion. On the forefront, companies leading the charge is a brand new company called Moderna, which is a wordplay for modify RNA. I find it most interesting that Moderna is a spin-off of Microsoft, a software company with no history in vaccines whatsoever. Backstage, we find the names Bill Gates, teamed up with Dr. Anthony Fauci, and even George Soros funding behind the scenes working on this project. No surprise again. Leading globalists rise to the forefront once again. Unlike any other vaccine in history, we have this COVID-19 vaccine in rush development. Warp speed, Trump calls it. And I can certainly see the need for a vaccine ASAP, but historically there are ways that vaccines can be proven good or proven not so good at all. But this modified RNA in the vaccines that are being developed now really frightens me. First we had cloning, then came genetically modified foods, and now we're talking about genetically modified people changing with the vaccine, the human genome, you know, that DNA molecule that God put in everything living, plant or animal. God is the author of life, and man comes along to tamper with that. That chain of amino acids we call the deoxyribonucleic acid, the DNA molecule, a double helix like a ladder with its rungs in a twisted form, and across those rungs, the four genes. And we have, with the genetic modification, the ability to identify certain genes and replace them with something non-human, creating transhumanism, creating human 2.0. And when I see that, it's such an alarming thing. And then I think of the words of Jesus when he said, as it was in the days of Noah, so also shall the coming of the Son of Man be. I always wondered, what was he talking about? Well, we know at the days of Noah, the world was filled with violence, and we've always had a violent world, but we expect violence to intensify as the day of the Lord approaches. But when I look back at Genesis chapter 6, 1, 2, and 3, I see the sons of God cohabiting with the daughters of men, fallen angels maybe, cohabiting with daughters of men, creating something genetically different than the world had ever seen before, something not totally human, not totally demon, something in between, a genetic modification, a breakdown of the human pure bloodline that would be required for the Messiah to come, of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Judah, of the lineage of David, born of a virgin. If Satan can corrupt the genetic line, then the Messiah cannot be purely born. So we see Satan working behind the scenes in Genesis 6, something genetically going on. The Bible says the result of that sexual union were men of renown. Wonder what that means. It says there were giants in the land in those days. But one thing we do know from sure from the text is they crossed the line. They went too far. God moved by way of judgment. Noah, build an ark. And Jesus says, as it was in the days of Noah, so also shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Genetic modification, tampering with the human genome, transhumanism. You need to study that out a bit. It'll frighten you, but it'll also scream to you, man, Jesus knew what he was talking about. And that which seems so hard to understand is it's in our face. Oh, I think that's what he was talking about. Oh my goodness, these are most interesting days indeed. So this push for this new type of vaccination, the RNA factor, all to immunize a world from a virus now, which has a kill rate, thank the Lord, of under one in a thousand, a virus that has nearly no effect on young people. Thank the Lord for that. A virus that we now easily can treat with therapeutics. Thank the Lord for that. The terror once felt as has nearly gone away, especially among younger people. And I believe we have to protect people with COVIDities. Yes, but the terror that has gripped, the fear that has gripped society. We used to talk about the deaths and the percentage of death, and now it's just cases, cases, cases. And we know that a lot of the testing is not sure. We know that other COVID viruses cause these tests to be positives, and in reality, they're false positives. And so the rate of infection just seems to soar. But thank God not so many deaths are coming from it. But whatever it is, whatever the rates are, it's pressed the world for this vaccine. And it is like no other vaccine in history. It has a genetic factor. And that at the human level frightens me. At the spirit level, it's like, bring it on, baby. We win this thing. But the politics of COVID-19, I guarantee, are not going away. I think it was Rahm Emanuel who said, you can never let a good crisis go to waste. And I believe that the political left, the globalist movement, will milk the COVID-19 pandemic for everything they can to break down the world economy, to force nations to blend into their globalist agenda. Well, as you look even further into the vaccine, we see heavy metals, which we know are extremely dangerous. We see the introduction of human fetal tissue, which evangelicals will oppose to our death. We want no part of aborted babies being injected into our bodies. We want to know exactly what is in the vaccine. We want it properly tested. We want nothing mandatory, but mandatory is surely on the table. Another huge interesting fact about the Moderna vaccine, March 26, 2020, they secured the U.S. patent for a new compound. Are you ready? Called luciferase. Yep, as in Lucifer, which means morning star or light bringing. This now patented luciferase allows those who have been vaccinated to be easily scanned to prove they've been vaccinated, like at airports, like at public gatherings, like at school, like at stores. And now, for another screamer, are you ready? The U.S. patent code number for luciferase is 060606. You can't make this stuff up. Satan is no longer laying his plans out in the back rooms. He's in our faces. He's bold. But the populace is so biblically ignorant and so emotionally desperate, in a frenzy, that they want the vaccine at all costs. They call evil good and good evil. It will be marketed as something fantastic. You know, like stay home, save lives. You know, like vax up, save lives. Only a deplorable lizard brain religious kook would not want to be part of saving the world population from COVID-19 annihilation. When mandatory kicks in, non-vaxxers will be kicked out. With the luciferase in it, they will be immediately identified as those who are out. Now, don't get out over your skis on this issue. I don't believe the vaccine is the mark of the beast of Revelation 13. The mandatory mark in the right hand or in the forehead, mandated to buy or sell anything. They're two completely different things in my mind. But I surely do believe it is a segue. That's a musical term I'm using as a secondary application. A segue from the global mandatory vaccine into the ultimate global mandatory mark of the beast. We've had nothing like this before in history, and it leads the way. It's a segue to receiving the global mark of the beast. I believe Satan is conditioning the world to be a sheep heading to their slaughter. When you see who is behind the scenes, when you follow the money, who is in place to reap the financial rewards of the vaccine? Guess whose names pop up? Surprise, surprise. Soros, Gates, Fauci, and many of their cronies from the Silicon Valley school. No surprise at all. You need to study up on this beloved Bill Gates Foundation, his family ties to eugenics. He doesn't tell the media that his dad was co-founder of the Planned Parenthood movement. He doesn't tell you about the vaccines he's already brought to India, which caused mass sterilization of huge amounts of Indian young women. They don't tell you that he's no longer welcome in the nation of India. they don't tell you the connections with the United Nations Agenda 21 and its wonderful sustainable growth agenda. Most nations of the world have already ignorantly bought into Agenda 21, yielding national property rights to the elite globalists to determine how things can be developed. They hate Trump for all the deregulations because it just throws back their global plans. It sets them back. Their 16-year plan that was halfway finished under Barack Obama, planned to be finished under Hillary Clinton, got stopped dead in its tracks. I think only a temporary reprieve under Donald Trump. I'm telling you, the devil is in the details. They are working overtime to subtly bring the 7.3 billion population down to the sustainable 500 million. So who might be behind the deaths of 6.8 billion people being planned to no longer live on this planet? Oh, that might be the devil, whom Jesus said was a murderer from the beginning. The Green New Deal is a political front as part of this agenda to save the planet from people, to kill the people, save the planet. Kind of like kill the baby, save the whales. Same people, same strategy, same agenda. That's Star Trekkie, chapter Revelation 13, the image of the beast speaking. It was at a statue, I once thought, that was made to speak, or by some kind of supernatural satanic power. Was it a computer? How could a computer speak? 50 years ago, it seemed so bizarre. But today, with artificial intelligence, we speak to Miss Siri every day. She's wicked smart. A cashless society? We're almost there. 93% of the U.S. economy last year transacted digitally. Nothing wrong with digital money, but it's here. We were told 2,000 years ago by John the Apostle in exile out on the island of Patmos, writing the book of Revelation, that in the end of time, God will allow Satan to form a world government led by the Antichrist. He will have a financial system like the world has never seen before. It will not be cash. It will not be coin. It will not be plastic. It will be something, a mark embedded in, not on, he said, in the right hand or in the forehead. And that technology is here. During this COVID deal, we've seen signs oftentimes in stores, no cash. Again, it's not evil. They just want to protect people from COVID-19 viruses, which might be on the cash, and we just want to keep people safe. That's fine. But the fact that the cashless reality is in our face, we're almost there. The mark of the beast, the chips, they're here. The scanners, they're here. That's all horrible news for Christ rejectors. But it's all fabulous news for those of us who love the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, behold, I tell you before it happens. Why? So that when it happens, you'll know exactly what's happening. You will be keenly aware of how close we might be to his coming. The signs of the times are everywhere. There's a brand new feeling in the air. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. It's almost here. The new world order will be upon us at warp speed. In my view, if Biden is president, it will be delayed a bit under Trump. And that's in God's sovereignty. Either way, those of us who love the Lord Jesus, we win. No matter who sits in the White House, Jesus sits on the throne of the universe. He told us what to look for. It is here. It is signs of his coming. Well, I want to thank you today for joining me. I hope what I'm sharing prophetically in the news, how we should then live, is a blessing to you as we wait and we watch for Christ's return. Well, if you're blessed by my podcast, please like, subscribe, share, and comment. It helps me out a lot as the gurus of the podcast world watch and wait and say, well, that podcast is getting a lot of action, and they move me to the forefront. So thanks for listening in. Hope it's been a blessing. As always, eyes on Jesus, hand on the plow. Jesus loves you, and so do I. God bless.